Good morning, everyone. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
Happy New Year.
Yes, Happy New Year.
I hope that you all are having expectation this year as we're starting
yes.
into our new year, having an expectation of the Lord.
Amen.
Yes.
Today, throughout our prayer, we will be praying about strength. And I just want to real quickly just play a little song before we actually get started with our prayer today.
Amen.
We want to allow the Lord to be our strength. He is a strength like no other. Again, Happy New Year's to everyone. This is Minister Erica. I will be our host for today. And we're going to go ahead and get started with our first prayer lead. Brother Barry, you can go right ahead.
Thank you very much. Hello, everybody. Happy 2025. We are so fortunate that God added us to the wake-up list today. And as we go into the new year, let's start off in prayer. Heavenly Father, as I come to you in prayer today, I am deeply aware of the complexities of life and myriad of challenges that confront me daily. In 2 Corinthians 12:9, you remind me that your grace is sufficient for me and your power is made in my weaknesses. This profound truth resonates within me as I navigate the trials and tribulations that life presents. I often find myself reflecting on my limitations, my fears, and the burdens that weigh heavily on my heart. Yet, it is in these moments of vulnerability that your strength becomes evident, illuminating my path and providing me with the courage to face each day. Lord, I thank you for the assurance that I do not have to bear my burdens alone. Your grace surrounds me, enveloping me in love and compassion. When I falter, when I feel the weight of the world pressing down upon me, I can rest in the knowledge that your grace abounds. I'm reminded that my weaknesses are not signs of failure, but rather opportunities for your power to be displayed. Help me to embrace this perspective, to transform my view of struggle and to a celebration of your grace at work in my life. As I reflect on my own weaknesses, I realize that they often lead me to seek your presence more fervently. I pray that I would remember to invite you into my struggles, to lay my burdens at your feet, and to trust that you will carry me through. Teach me, Lord, to surrender my desire for control and to embrace the freedom that comes from relying on you. In moments when I feel inadequate, I ask that you remind me that it is in your strength that fuels my journey, not my own. I long to be a vessel of your grace, reflecting your love and compassion to those around me. Father, I also desire to grow in my understanding of how my weaknesses can be a source of strength for others. In a world that often celebrates self-sufficiency and perfection, I'm reminded that it is okay to show vulnerability, just as the Apostle Paul boasted in his weaknesses. May I have the courage to share my own struggles with others. Help me to be transparent about my challenges and to testify to your goodness in the midst of them. May my story serve as a beacon of hope, encouraging others to seek you in their own moments of weakness. Lord God, I pray that I would cultivate an attitude of gratitude for the lessons learned through my struggles. It is often through hardship that I grow closer to you, gaining wisdom and understanding that I may not have, that I might not have gained otherwise. Let me recognize that each trial I face is an opportunity to experience your grace more fully. I pray for the wisdom to see beyond my immediate discomfort and to understand the deeper lessons you are teaching me through my struggles. Dear God, help me to cultivate a spirit of resilience, knowing that when I am weak, I am strong in you. Lord, I also want to extend this grace to those around me. As I encounter friends, family, and even strangers who are wrestling with their own challenges, may I be a source of encouragement. Help me to listen with compassion and to provide support that reflects your love. May I remind them that they are not alone in their struggles and that your grace is sufficient for them as well. Teach me to be sensitive to their needs and to offer comfort in ways that point them back to you. Dear God, as I continue this journey of faith, I ask for your guidance in my prayer life. Help me to pray not just for strength, but also for the understanding to see how you are working through my weaknesses. May my prayers be saturated with humility and a deep reliance on your grace. When I pray for others, let my words be a reflection of your love and strength, encouraging them to turn to you in their own times of need. I also pray for the broader community, for those who may be struggling silently, feeling as though they are bearing their burdens alone. May they encounter your grace in profound ways, whether through a kind word, a loving gesture, or a moment of comfort that draws them closer to you. Help me to be an instrument of peace, fostering an environment where vulnerability is welcomed and where grace abounds. In this world that often celebrates independence, remind me that truth lies in our interdependence, leaning on you and leaning on one another. As I seek to build relationships based on mutual support, may I always point back to your grace, which sustains us all. Help me to celebrate and create spaces where others feel safe to share their struggles, knowing that they will be met with love and understanding. Lastly, Lord, I pray for the humility to accept help when I need it. It can be difficult to ask for support, especially when I feel the pressure to appear strong. Teach me that asking for help is not a sign of weakness, but a testament to your body working together. Let me remember that we are called to bear one another's burdens, and that in doing so, we fulfill the law of Christ. Thank you, God. Thank you for your unending grace and love. I am grateful that you meet me in my weaknesses and that your power is made perfect there. Help me to carry this understanding into each day, living with the assurance that I am never alone in my struggles. May I always remember that your grace is sufficient for me, and may I actively share this truth with others. Let my life be a testament to your faithfulness reflecting the hope and strength that comes from relying on you. As I conclude this prayer, the first prayer of 2025, I ask that you fill my heart with peace and joy, knowing that I am a work in progress and that your grace will continue to shape and mold me into the person you have called me to be. I commit my weaknesses and struggles into your hands, trusting you will use them for your glory and for the good of those around me. May I walk forward in faith, embracing both the challenges and the grace that you provide. In the mighty, matchless, magnificent, and marvelous name of Jesus, I pray, amen. And I turn it back over to our prayer host.
Brother Bear, for your prayer this morning. Thank you for allowing the Lord to use you the first day of this year. I want to thank you all for getting up this morning and coming on the prayer line, seeking the Lord, seeking Him for the first day of this year, the first thing that you did when you got up this morning. And if you have not praised the Lord yet this year, I want you all to just begin to praise Him and thank Him for bringing us through Amen. 2024 and into 2025. We thank Him, we praise Him, we love Him. He is so awesome. He is so awesome. He is so awesome. And we thank Him for that. We thank Him for bringing us into a new year. I want to encourage you all today and also kind of to ask you to do something. Today we are praying about the Lord's strength, and what I want you to do is take a minute and text someone who can be touched by this prayer today. Someone who you know is struggling and they're feeling weak, or just that the Lord's strength, they want the Lord's strength. Text them and tell them to get on this line, because I believe that today's prayers are going to strengthen somebody. Somebody's going to get the strength that they need to get through the day. Somebody's going to get the strength that they need for this year coming up. Somebody's going to get the strength that they need to reign this year. Our word that Bishop has given us for 2025 is training for reigning, and somebody's going to get the strength that they need to train so that they can reign this year. Let's share this line with, not just today, but all and every day. Share the line with people, because this is where we draw strength. We draw strength by being together. We draw strength from one another. So let's share the line with our family, our friends, and those who we come in contact with. And when you come on the line with an expectation. Come on the line with a spirit of expectation, expecting that the Lord is going to hear your prayer, expecting that the prayers that go forth are going to touch your life, are going to touch you, and are going to move you. Just come with a spirit of expectation, expecting something from the Lord. Excuse me. At this time, I am going to, look, before I turn it over to our next prayer lead, if you have not had a chance to give yet this year, one of the first things that we can do this year, we praise God, we thank Him, we worship Him, but we can also give. Give into the new year. Let that be one of the first things that you do. You can give by way of Cash App at $Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209, or you can go to our website at ekcministries.org and sow your seed there. At this time, I am now going to turn it over to our next prayer lead.
I got joy when I think about what He's done for me. I got joy when I think about what He's done for me. I got joy when I think about how He set me free. I got joy, 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 what He's done for me right now. Right now. Right now. Good morning, everyone. This is Minister Andre Jeffries. I'm your next prayer lead. I'm coming from Richmond Heights, Ohio. Thank you, Joe. Thank you, Lord. Happy New Year to everyone. Happy New Year. Thank you, Lord, for another year. Thank you for 2025. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way today, Lord Jesus. Have your way on this prayer line, Lord. Touch us this morning, Lord, with your spirit, Lord, with your presence, with your glory, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for another opportunity, Lord, to worship and praise your most holy name. Thank you, Brother Barry, for your prayer this morning. Thank you for getting us started on the right foot in the name of Jesus. Thank you. My scripture reading will be coming from Nehemiah, the 8th chapter, the 10th verse. And it reads, Now Nehemiah said, go and enjoy, choose food and sweet drinks, and send some to those who have nothing prepared. This day is sacred to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the Lord, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is our strength. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His word, sanctified in the hearts and minds of all those that believe. Thank you, Jesus. Nehemiah, a cupbearer to the king Artaxerxes of Persia. Nehemiah was more than a royal waiter. His duties included confidant, advisor, administrator, bodyguard, and food taster to protect the king from poison. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your name. A position of high trust and authority. Today, we would call him a prime minister. Nehemiah leads the third and final return of the Jews to Jerusalem after the Babylonian exile. Exile, a state or a period of forced absence from one's country or home. Under his leadership, the people undertook an enormous task to rebuild the holy city's battered walls, destroyed almost a century earlier. Despite opposition from without and abuse from within, the task is completed in only 52 days. After a feat that even Israel's enemies must attribute to God's power. Let us pray. O Lord God of heaven, we thank you for your new covenant. We love your Son Jesus and desire to keep his commandments. Thank you for answering our prayers this morning. Lord, we confess our sins committed in 2024. We thank you for your blood that cleanses us from all of our unrighteousness. Lord, we bless your holy name this morning. Lord, we thank you for gathering us on this prayer line this morning. Thank you for waking us up this morning, Jesus, with a mind, Lord, to want to come together, Lord, on one accord, to want to lift you up, Lord. We thank you this morning, Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the joy that you've given us, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Lord Jesus, with all of our strength this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. We say hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We praise your name this morning, Lord. You are worthy, Jesus. Hallelujah. We magnify your name this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for how you redeemed us, Jesus, with your great power, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your strong hand being on us, Lord. Thank you for protecting us through the night, Lord. Thank you for not allowing us to get hurt or harmed, Lord. Bring us into 2025 safely, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you're doing for us, Lord. Thank you for watching over our families, Lord, giving us a strength that we need to be examples to them, Lord, to show them your love, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Lord, and we give you reverence this morning, Jesus, for everything, Jesus. We don't know what we would be without you, Lord. We don't know what we would do without you, Lord. Thank you for gathering us together, Lord, for strengthening us together, Lord. We thank you for being in the midst right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord God, help us, Jesus, to study, Lord. Help us to read your word, Jesus. Help us to obey your commandments today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Help us to stand for you, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for providing help, Lord, and strength in the lives of your people, Lord. We praise your name this morning, Lord, for giving us the victory, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, helping us to anchor, Lord, to you, Lord, helping us to anchor to your unchanging word, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your foundation that you've given us today, Lord Jesus. We can stand flat-footed today, Lord Jesus. We can stand the blows of the enemy today, Lord Jesus. And we thank it because of you, Lord Jesus, because you're walking with us, Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, help us to walk in these uncertain times, Lord Jesus. Help us to walk with you, Jesus, in these uncertain times, Lord. Navigate us, Lord Jesus, through these troubled waters, Lord. Navigate us through them, Lord Jesus. You got the helm, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for leading and guiding us, Jesus. We love you, Lord Jesus. We love you this morning, Jesus. Help us to make the tough decisions. Help us, Jesus, hallelujah, in your name, that we can give you honor and glory, Lord. Thank you for strengthening us, Lord Jesus, to make the decisions that some won't make, Lord, to stand for you, Jesus, to proclaim your name, Lord, in 2025, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for giving us made up minds today, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, help us, Lord Jesus, to face our enemies, Lord, those that are outside, and those that are inside, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, in your name, Jesus. Give us discernment, Lord. Give us discernment, Lord, to understand, Jesus, good from evil, Lord. It's a confusing time that we're living in, Lord Jesus. Direct our paths, Lord. Enlighten us, Lord, with your wisdom, Lord, that passes all understanding, Jesus. We need you today, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to pray fervent and effective prayers, Jesus, for our families, Lord, for our loved ones, Jesus, for those that we come in contact with, Lord, for those that we go visit in the nursing homes and the hospitals, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bring forth your promises of healing, Lord, by your stripes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Help us to accomplish our mission on this earth while we're still here, Jesus. Forgive us where we've fallen short, Lord. Allow us to get back up, Lord, and get back in the race for you, Lord. For your kingdom's sake, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Finally, Lord, let the joy of the Lord be our strength today. Help us to focus on worshiping you in spirit and in truth. In the name of Jesus, in the mighty, matchless name of Jesus is my prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Turn it over back over to the hands of the host. In Jesus' name.
Today we are praying about strength. We thank you all for joining us this morning, this first day of 2025. We are giving the Lord thanks. We are praising him this first day of the year. We are seeking his face. And I want to thank you all for joining us today. We have Brother Barry today praying for us, Minister Andre praying for us, and we are just excited about what this new year is going to bring forth for us. We are excited. I want you all to come into this new year with the spirit of expectation, expecting something from the Lord, expecting something new, something different. Come in with the spirit of expectation. Again, we are praying about strength today. One of the things that can strengthen others are your testimony. Allow your testimony to give strength to someone else. You can gain even more strength by remembering what the Lord has done for you, what he has brought you through. Let's share our testimonies with one another. Let's get our GPS, our guiding people to salvation testimonies in. You can give those in on our website at ekcministries.org. Allow someone to be strengthened by what the Lord has done for you. Today is Wednesday. Usually we sow our midweek sacrifice of $24, but last night Bishop asked for us to sow a seed of $225 or $2,025 for this new year. If you have not had the opportunity to sow into this new year, I am asking you to do that right now. You can sow by way of Cash App at $Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209, or you can go to our website and sow your seed there, ekcministries.org. I am going to go ahead and turn it over to our next prayer lead right now.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. This is Pastor Lenora Clark. Thank you, Minister Erica. Thank you, Brother Andre. Thank you, Brother Barry, for your prayers. The Lord is good. We give God so much praise. He brought us through. We're in 2025. Hallelujah. We give God glory for just bringing us through 24. Hallelujah. There have been some ups. There have been some downs. There have been some high times and low times. But through it all, God has been with us. Hallelujah. We bless his name. We glorify his name. I do want to encourage you all to join us for our consecration the 6th through the 19th. Make sure if you haven't consecrated ever, make sure you try it this time, because God is going to meet you at your point of, at your level of faith, okay? So make sure you focus and consecrate your will and your day and your life and the year to the Lord, hallelujah, because he's going to meet you where you are. We bless his name. And then I do want to encourage you all to on the consecration, make sure you turn your plate over and fast. You can do that daily, the 6th through the 9th, fast, no sweets, no meats, and let's do it in unison. Hallelujah. Let's do it in unison. Praise the name of Jesus. Hey, my topic is Philippians 4 and 13. It says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Who would have thought last year the devil threw the kitchen sink at you and you withstood it? You were there. You made it through to the end. Hallelujah. And now we're in 2025. Hallelujah. Let him try it this time, especially after you've consecrated unto the Lord and gotten your strength. Hallelujah. I promise you, he don't have nothing on you. All right, let's pray. Father, we thank you. We thank you for another year, God. We thank you, God, for bringing us through 24, and we praise your name, God. God, we thank you that we're strengthened and we're enlightened and we're moved in you, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for every circumstance, every trial that we've gone through. We thank you that we've made it through, God. God, we thank you that you've poured in the oil and the wine and you've healed our bodies, God. You've healed our minds, God. You've healed our spirits, God. God, we can do all things through you that strengthens us. We thank you for your strength, God. We thank you, God, for your bloodshed strength, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for being there through the storms, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. God, we thank you that we can call on you because you hear and you answer our prayer, God. God, we thank you and we magnify your name. We say have your way throughout this year, God, 2025, God. God, we're training because we're reigning, God. God, we thank you for putting doors of opportunity in our life, God. God, we thank you for opening up the windows of heaven and pouring us out blessings that we don't have room to receive, God. God, we thank you that we're reigning with you, God. We're reigning, God, in every situation, in every circumstance, God. God, we thank you, God, that we're going to be at the head of the tables, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, that favor is going to overshadow us in 2025, God. God, we thank you, God, that we're preparing and prepared, hallelujah, to reign. We're preparing and we're prepared to rule, God. We're preparing and prepared, hallelujah, for your perfect will to be done in our life, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. We give you glory. We say have your way in 2025, God. Move by your spirit, God. Let your anointing rest on each and every individual that's on this line, God. God, we thank you for every prayer host, God. God, we thank you for every prayer lead, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for favor, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that their words, God, will come to life in their lives, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, for their words, God, piercing through and opening up new levels of interest and new words for the people, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God. Hallelujah, that their words are anointed, God. Their words, hallelujah, are powerful, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for this prayer line. We thank you and we praise you for everyone that comes in, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name. We say have your way on this prayer line. Move by your spirit, God. We pray for deliverance, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name that somebody will be saved, confess you as their Lord and Savior, God. God, we thank you for this prayer line, God, that your healing power would overtake and overshadow, God. God, we thank you and we praise you for this prayer line, God, that this is a refuge for somebody, God. God, we thank you and we praise you, God, that we're feeling hungers and thirsts, God. Hallelujah. That people that seek you, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name, God. Draw them to us, God. Draw them to this line, God. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, let them dial and not even know that they're dialing into a prayer line. God, God, we pray in Jesus' name that your perfect will be done, God. God, we thank you and we praise your name that the anointing that break yokes will rest on this line, God. God, we thank you that the new year, hallelujah, will bring new individuals, new life, new light. In the name of Jesus Christ, we glorify you. We praise you, God. We give you honor and we give you glory, God. You're holy, God. You're wonderful, God. God, you're kind and we bless your name, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name for everyone that's on this line now, God. God, we plead the blood of Jesus over their household, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every situation that's come up in their lives, God. God, the blood that covers, the blood, hallelujah, that break yokes, the blood. We plead the blood over everybody's household that's on the line now. In the name of Jesus Christ, God. God, we thank you for your blood, God. God, we thank you for dying on the cross for us, God. God, we thank you for being pierced in the side, God. God, we thank you for the stakes that were placed in your hands and in your feet, God. God, we thank you for the crown of thorns that was placed upon your brow, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, for just being able to look to the cross, God. Hallelujah, for our strength, for our refuge, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for being hung high, God. Hallelujah, and we bless your name, God. God, we thank you and we magnify your name, God. God, again, have your way on this prayer line. Move by your spirit, God. God, we pray in Jesus' name, God, that, hallelujah, we can do all things through Christ that strengthens us, God. God, we thank you that that scripture is real to us, God. God, we thank you, hallelujah, that we stand on your word, God. God, we thank you that we are training to reign, God. God, we're training to reign, God. We thank you for your word, God, coming to life in our life, God. God, we thank you and we glorify your name. Have your way in the matchless name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 I'm going to give this portion of my prayer over to our bishop, Bishop Eric Clark.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And Happy New Year. Oh, it's awesome. 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 I'm very grateful this morning that he has brought us another day, another step, another year. The new year begins with you. The new year begins with me. The new year begins inside of you. New begins now. And unless you set your mind, last night's tick of the clock was just a tick of a clock. Flipping of a calendar month just went from Tuesday to Wednesday. But if you can reset your heart and your mind as to say, I'm at the beginning of a new session, of a new season, of a new time for God to do something fresh and new, then according to your faith, so be it unto you. So be it unto you. This word is burning in my heart. It's a year of training. It's a year of preparation for what is coming. Prepare for what is coming. Training for reigning. Everything you've been through, there's two sides of it. Everything you've been through, and there's some things that you need training in, that you need to pursue. Consider it, quiet your spirit, and consider it. What do I need to enhance? How can I maximize my potential? What books do I need to read? Who do I need to meet? Metaphorically, whose feet do I need to sit at? What can I do to add to my life? It's a year of education and training, acquiring more skill, enhancing your skill, becoming an expert, getting ready to excel. Because there is a position, there is a throne, there's a platform, there is a destiny that is coming to you. And I want you to be thoroughly equipped, prepared to meet the need, to meet the challenge, walk through the door. I pray that your sensitivity on this year towards those opportunities that are assisting in fulfilling the will of the Lord, that you would be sensitive to. See the opportunities. Seize the opportunities. And you will. You will not go forth with fear. You will not have reservation because of your preparation. I like that. No reservation because of your preparation. You will not be intimidated. No, nor will you hesitate. Look at all these rhyming words here. Because you are prepared. You're prepared. Prepared. That's the mindset. That's the mindset. Know who you are. Be who you are. I speak that over you in 2025. Not just to know who you are. Be who you are. Minister, preacher, teacher, soul winner, evangelist, pastor. Be who you are. Assistant, skillful, professional. Be who you are. And shine where you are. Minister from where you are. Touch people from right where you are. Be the Lord's agent of righteousness. His ambassador, an extension of his kingdom. Amen, amen. It is my honor to serve in this new year. Again, I enter into covenant to feed you all the good word of God, to inspire you from the teachings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to lead you with the skillfulness of our hands and the integrity of our heart, to preach the message of Jesus Christ, the everlasting gospel of Jesus Christ, and to mature you, to perfect you in the things of God. Yeah, you're going to be equipped. You're going to know what to do. You're going to walk in the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. And now, Father, I pray for the people of God. I bless them. I bless the year. The whole year is blessed. The seasons. It's blessed. Our relationships, our family. I speak blessing, blessing to the people of God. Yes, your angels are released to cover the people of God. Your protection, your provision is with us. We yield ourselves to you for your leading, your guidance. We humble ourselves before you. We submit ourselves to you. I'm yours, Lord. We are yours, Lord. Let us be a tool in your hand and an arrow in your quiver. Aim us. Shoot us. Direct us. Hit the mark with us. Here I am, Lord. Send me. Send me. I'll be your witness. I'll be your light as I draw strength from you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, that you teach us, you whisper in our ears. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Today we're praying for the salvation of our children, our grandchildren. Call them in, Lord. Let the seed that has been planted be watered. Let the seed be increased and come forth in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We only want to do your will, only want to do your will. Now, as we go forth into this new year on the very first day, shine through us, Lord. Let us be focused. Speak to us. Speak to us about our Speak to us, Father, about our training. Speak to us about the reigning. Speak to us about the opportunities. Let us get busy with the purpose of God. Don't let us let any grass grow under our feet. Let us keep moving, Jesus, towards the mark for the prize of the high calling that is in Christ Jesus. Let us keep moving. Thank you, Lord. Fill us with the fruit of the Spirit. Let that love, peace, joy, long-suffering, faith, patience, self-discipline. Let those fruit shine through us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We lift up our seniors today. Oh, Jesus. Touch each one of them. Give them your strength. Give them your protection. We bind the hand of the enemy. We declare that everything you do is perfect, Lord. Your word is perfect. And that you're perfecting us. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Still our spirits, Lord. Let us hear from you clearly. Cause your face to shine upon us. Let your countenance be upon us and give us your peace. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 God bless everyone. We love you so much. We love you so much. We thank you for participating in our prayer calls every day. Thank you for your giving, your sowing. Thank you for praying for us every day. I hear you all call out my name, call out Pastor Lenore. Thank you. I appreciate you so much. Let's continue. We've just begun. More work to be done. And let's do it. As Minister Andre was reading this morning, the joy of the Lord is our strength. I'm happy in Jesus. I'm serving the Lord with gladness. And I'm certainly glad to be in the number one more time. God bless you, Minister Erica. You're doing a good job. And we turn it back into your hands.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Bishop. We want to thank you for allowing us to hear from you again this year, especially waking up this morning, hearing from you, hearing from our spiritual leader, our spiritual father. We also want to thank you for all of the messages that you preached in 2024 that has changed our lives, that brought us through, that has helped us to keep going on and to learn more about Christ, strengthening our relationship, our spiritual walk. And we look forward to what the Lord is going to do in your life this year. We look forward. We have a spirit of expectation with the words that he's going to give you, the insight that he's going to give you to help change our life, the things that he's going to speak through you that is going to allow us to reign, that is going to prepare us for training to reign. And we just thank God that we have a leader like you that hears from him, that will take the time out to seek his face and to seek him for a word for us for this year. We thank you for that. And we praise God for you, and we give him glory for you, because you are an awesome man of God. And we thank you. We thank you for pouring into us. We thank you for allowing the Lord to use you in our lives. We thank you for taking the time away from your family and your own agenda to abide by the Lord's agenda and strengthen us and pour into us and to teach us and to just cover us. We thank you for that. All right, everyone. You know what? What I want to do, I want to unmute the line while we have Bishop on, and I want you all to just begin to thank the Lord for him. Thank the Lord for our
business. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
hallelujah, Lord.
For the Lord.
Bless your name.
His wife.
Yes. Hallelujah,
thank
Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Thank you, Jesus. Your will
him.
Be done, Lord. Your will be done, Jesus. Hallelujah.
On the top of his head.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you for what you're doing.
Thank
you for what you're about to do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. You know, we have been praying today, we've been praying about strength. We've been praying, and sometimes we forget that our spiritual leaders need strength, and sometimes they get that strength from our amen. They get that strength from our little notes that say thank you. They get their strength to keep going by when they tell us to do something, we obey the word. They get their strength from us sowing our seed and showing that we believe in them and we trust that the Lord is using them and we trust that the vision that the Lord gives them. We have prayed about strength, and I want you all to continue to pray that the Lord will continue to strengthen Bishop and continue to use him for his glory and to change the lives of not just us, but of those abroad, of everyone. Today we want to thank Brother Barry, Minister Andre, Pastor Lenora, and Bishop Clark for all praying for us. And again, our word for this year is training for reigning. What do you need to be trained in? We have to, as Brother Barry said, prayed about our weakness. Sometimes we think we have it all together, but when we acknowledge that we have a weakness, we know that the Lord can then, his power can rest on that weakness. And it acknowledges that we don't have it all together, so the Lord can then use us. And we can get strength from that. As Minister Andre said, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Sometimes it takes strength to rest. It takes strength to trust in God. And when we trust in him and we rely completely upon him, we can get the joy, and then we have strength. Pastor Lenore said, I can do all things through God who strengthens me. The Lord, anything that is on your heart to do, you can do it. Anything that the Lord has given you to do, you can do it. It may seem like a mountain that's too high, but the Lord will help you with that. The Lord is your strength. So we just continue to call on him, continue to strengthen your walk with God. And you can do that by joining our fast. We are fasting January 6th through the 19th. We are turning down our plates, if you can do so, if you don't have any medical issues, until 4 o'clock p.m. After 4 o'clock, we will not have any sweets or meats, I believe, or bread. So join into the fast. If you have never fasted before, I encourage you, I invite you to fast, to join our fast and to consecrate yourself at the beginning of the year for the Lord. Thank you all for joining us on our prayer line today. We were able to hear from Pastor Lenora and Bishop today, which is an honor to be able to hear from them the first of this year. I tell you all to go forth today. Go forth. We will have daily bread at 9 o'clock. Go get you some strength from the daily bread. And do not forget to sow your seed. Sow your seed of $24 for the midweek sacrifice, or as Bishop has asked us to, challenged us to sow our $225 seed or our $2,025 seed. You can sow it by way of Cash App at $Bishop Eric Clark. You can text the word give to 216-446-1209, or you can go by the way of our You can give by the way of our website at ekcministries.org. God bless you all. Have a wonderful day and Happy New Year.
Amen. God bless you, ma'am, Minister Erica. Have a Happy New Year.